As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. This morning, I'm going to be reading out of the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 7 through 8. It says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes. And its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and thank you for this time together. We thank you for being with us in this place, for surrounding us with a community of people who love us and care about us, who desire the best for us in all circumstances. And so, Lord, just continue to speak to us in whatever way you see fit. God, ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed, and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. Amen. So I have to admit, maybe this scripture, as I was thinking about scriptures, maybe this scripture is for myself this morning. And I pray that God will indeed use it for a reminder to each of you as well. You know, knowing that my test and my scans were coming up every 3 months and they were approaching, these last couple of weeks, I was living in constant anxiety and worry. I was it really had me down. I was struggling with the unknown and really thinking the worst. So this morning we find the scene in the ancient city of Jerusalem during a great time of turmoil and uncertainty in Israel's history. The Israelites faced impending threat of Babylon exile due to their continued disobedience and reliance on foreign allies rather than faith in God. And so the prophet Jeremiah, known for his unwavering faith and dedication to God, is standing in the midst of a bustling marketplace, surrounded by a diverse crowd of people from all walks of life, with sights and sounds that you might hear when you go to a flea market. Does anyone go to a flea market anymore? There's not many around Austin. If you go to the Rio Grande Valley, you'll find some there on 83 as you go from West Lakota to McAllen. Haggling. Is there one on 290? All right. Animals chattering among the people. As Jeremiah looks over this crowd of people like gathered almost like in a marketplace, he sees individuals who are anxious and fearful, their faces reflecting the hardships and challenges they are facing. But Jeremiah knew that God had a greater purpose. God knew that Jeremiah knew that God had a greater desire for the people. And so he gives them this imagery of what it means about trusting God and clinging to God with their lives. You know, if we're to be honest with ourselves, the scripture is easier said than done. We want to be that person who just trusts God in the good and in the challenging times and just do it. But we're also people who want to have control. I actually wonder how many people today find themselves with similar feelings as the individuals that Jeremiah was speaking to in the scriptures. I wonder how many feel as though these challenges that we experience in our lives are so big that one doesn't know what the first step might be in order to overcome them. And so we busy our lives, we find it easier to put our confidence in tangible things like careers, maybe a hobby, relationships, financial security, in order to feel that we have control. We give all of our best to these things and our time and our talents and we hope and trust for the best in return. We can see them, and we want to be in control. But friends, as much as we try, these things change and can be unreliable, for we are human. And all of these things that I mentioned are worldly things. And God desires us to depend on Him rather than these transient things of the world. And so the scripture this morning from Jeremiah talks about what it means to trust God in the midst of our chaos and our uncertainty and our anxious times, and to put our hope in the Lord. It's like sturdy trees planted by water, drawing strength and sustenance from their unwavering trust in the Lord. These are the ones who, despite the trials and tribulations surrounding them, continue to bear fruit and flourish because their roots are deeply anchored in the promises of God. Water often represents life and sustenance. We hear Jesus talk about water often as he talks with the disciples, as he meets the woman at the well, and as he says, I can give you the water of life in which you won't thirst again. The tree represents that life that is deeply rooted in God, drawing nourishment from God. And when we're by the river, when our roots are deep and we're drawing from that water, it says that we don't fear when the heat comes. When one does not fear when the heat is turned up, it's a metaphor about life's trials that cannot destabilize a person. It doesn't draw a person away. And as a tree is planted by the water remains green and fruitful even in times of drought, so too will those who trust in God, who find strength and resilience in the face of adversity, chaos, fear. God, through Jeremiah, reassures the faithful that their trust in God is not misplaced. And as the world around them changes and crumbles and despair sets in, the faithful are encouraged to draw hope from God's unfailing love and strength. For us, this trust is not a passive feeling, but an active decision to rely on God daily. And as much as we hope, this often doesn't happen overnight, especially when one feels like they're in the desert. This trust and resilience in God, this hope that we find in Him comes as we recall those moments that maybe we didn't see God present, but He was. In which we reframe our thoughts and recall the ways God has been there and supported us all the way along the way. Allowing us this awareness to strengthen and move forward. This trust is vital, as God desires us to depend on Him rather than the fleeting things of the world. And in doing so, we can experience a sense of peace and contentment that transcends the earthly worries. By letting go of anxiety and embracing trust in God's plan, we bear fruits of love and kindness and generosity, and we enrich our lives and the lives of those around us. That God doesn't just observe our struggles, but nourishes us, supports us when life becomes challenging. Through faith, we can find safety and strength in Him, preventing fear from paralyzing our actions. November 3rd, I had to go get my blood test. Takes about a week to come back, if you know that. And so for that week, you're just kind of waiting on that message in the portal that says you have a test result. Notification that comes. I was so anxious. I wasn't waiting on that notification. I was just going into the website itself and checking. So I went on and checked on Monday the 10th. And it was negative, not detected. That was a deep breath moment. I loosened up a little, but I was still anxious. This week we went back to MD Anderson for the actual scan and took a deep breath as I went into the little cylinder thing. I trusted that all would be okay. I actually had to apologize to the lady who was plugging me into my port to get this stuff because I breathed on her pretty heavily. I didn't realize that she was so close to me. Well, friends, the scan came back clear again. And we'll do it again in March. And you know, I'll probably still get anxious, but I'm hoping and holding on to that trust and hope that would be a little closer this time, that my roots would be a little deeper than they were this past time. As we go into Thanksgiving, may we remember that our God does not fail us, no matter our circumstances, that his promises are unyielding, providing us a firm foundation to support us throughout our lives, no matter what is going on. That in our moments of worry and fear and anxiety, we can remember this image of the trees by the water, reminding us that God provides everything we need for life and fruitfulness. This is Jeremiah 17. Later on, we read in Jeremiah 29:11-13, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. As we cultivate our faith and bear fruit, we allow God's love to shine brightly in and through us. And then as that love shines, may we not just glow for ourselves, but may we glow for Jesus. May it allow people who we connect with who may be struggling to offer encouragement and hope through our shared experience of God's love. Did you know that 2025 has been the worst year of announced layoffs since 2009? And those laid off are now finding it harder to quickly secure new roles. Can you imagine? One is doing their job, going about their business, and then they're laid off. If you know someone, reach out. If you know someone going through relationship worry, reach out. If nothing else, be a person who helps keep them close to the water. Maybe they feel their rivers dry. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, who have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. May you be a reminder of God's blessing in the world today. May we always seek to deepen our roots, knowing that God is our strength and our hope. May God help us grow stronger and more resilient in our journey of faith. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you, and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for an opportunity to experience your love once again through your presence here with us and through our brothers and sisters of the faith who love us so dearly. God, there's going to be moments in our life where we are indeed anxious. May you continue to help us strengthen our trust in you, knowing that you love us more than we could ever dream or imagine. May we draw on that love when those moments are hard, especially when they're hard. Lord, we love you and thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.